Nate the Great and the Stolen Base. I, Nate the Great, am a detective. Sometimes I'm a baseball player. This morning I was a detective and a baseball player. My dog, Sludge, and I went to the field. I had to practice batting and running and fielding. I belong to a team. Rosamond's Rangers. Rosamond, Annie, Harry, Oliver, Esmeralda, Claude, Finley, and Pip belong too. They were at the field. Rosamond's four cats were there. They are the team's mascots. Annie's dog Fang was there. Fang is not on the team. He is not a mascot. Fang should have stayed home. Rosamond came up to me. "We can't practice today," she said. "Somebody stole second base." "We can get another second base," I said. I bent down and picked up a big stone. "A stone for second base?" Rosamond said. "Not while I'm coach." "Everybody uses stones. Rosamond's Rangers do not. Rosamond is a strange coach." That was no surprise. Rosamond is a strange person. She said, "When we play baseball, I bring first base. Oliver brings second base, and Annie brings third base." Rosamond held up a large tuna fish can. "Here's today's first base." "Nobody stole it." Annie held up a large dog bone. "Here is today's third base," she said. "Nobody ate it." Fang and Sludge sniffed. Oliver said, "I was going to bring the same base I brought yesterday, but somebody stole it. It was the best." I, Nate the Great, did not think Oliver's second base was the best. It was an octopus made of gloopy purple plastic. Oliver collects eels. He is saving up for a real octopus. "We need a detective to find my second base," he said. "Make another octopus," I said. Oliver was mad. "You think it's easy to make these long, curling arms?" he said. "Besides, that was my good luck octopus." "Very well. I, Nate the Great, will take the case." I knew what Oliver's octopus looked like. It had eight long, curling arms. It looked oozy and slimy. "Where do you keep your octopus?" I asked. "On my bookcase," Oliver said. "But when I went to get it this morning, it wasn't there." "We must go to your house," I said. I wrote a note to my mother. "Dear Mother, I am on a case, looking for a base, on a bookcase. I will be back. Love, Nate the Great." I left the note at my house. Then Sludge, Oliver, and I went to Oliver's house. He lives next door. He took us up to his room. I saw his bookcase. It was full of books. So far, so good. But it was squeezed in a corner between the wall and a huge tank of eels. And the top of it was a mess. It was covered with baseball things, cards, mitts, balls, and bats. "I've got so much stuff on my bookcase that some of it falls to the floor," Oliver said. "But I pick it right up." "This is a real mess," I said. "Your octopus must be hidden under something on top of your bookcase." I, Nate the Great, moved things, piled things, and sorted things. Sludge sniffed. "I have just found something important," I said. "What?" Oliver asked. "A telephone. It was hidden under two baseball mitts, and the cord is still hidden." "The cord goes down the back of the bookcase and plugs into the wall," Oliver said. "It's boring, but the telephone is nice. I like to call people." "I know it," I said. "Oliver is a pest. He follows people. He calls people." At last I said, "I do not see the octopus on your bookcase." "So you can't find it either," Oliver said. "On is only one place to look," I said. "In is another." I looked in Oliver's eel tank. "Your octopus did not fall in there," I said. "Perhaps it fell down one side of your bookcase." "But my bookcase is squeezed between the eel tank on one side and the wall on the other," Oliver said. "I, Nate the Great, need a flashlight." Oliver gave me a flashlight. I flashed the light down both sides of the bookcase. "The octopus did not slip through," I said. "So you struck out," Oliver said. "No, there is one more place to look. Perhaps your octopus fell down the back of the bookcase." "But you can't get back there," Oliver said. "No problem. I, Nate the Great, can peer over the top." I leaned forward. Ouch! I bumped my head. "The wall is in the way," I said. "I can't see down." I stretched it flat on the floor in front of the bookcase. "Now what are you doing?" Oliver asked. "I am flashing the flashlight towards the floor at the back of your bookcase," I said. I, Nate the Great, saw something. I reached for it and pulled it out. It was not the octopus. It was a baseball card. "So that's where my Babe Ruth card went," Oliver said. "I, Nate the Great, say that your octopus did not fall down the back of your bookcase." I walked around the room. I looked hard. "I do not see the octopus anywhere in this room," I said. "When was the last time you saw it?" Oliver shrugged. "I'm not sure. When I got home from the game yesterday, I pulled it out of my pocket and dumped it on my bookcase with my other baseball stuff." "Then what?" "Then I used my telephone. I called everybody I know." "I believe it," I said. Then I went out and followed people for the rest of the day. I believe that too, I said. What did you do last night? I slept, Oliver said. I knew the grate was getting nowhere. Oliver said, this morning when I went to get my octopus, I couldn't find it.
Has anyone else been in this room? I asked. Only my eel, Oliver said. Then I, Nate the Great, must go out and look for clues. I will follow you, Oliver said. Stay by your telephone, I said. Sludge and I went back to the baseball field. The octopus was second base in yesterday's game, I said to Sludge. Perhaps there's a clue here. I saw Rosamond standing under a tree with her cats. I just tossed my baseball mitt into the air, she said, but it came down on a branch of this tree and it stuck there. I looked up. I saw the mitt on a branch. My cats can go up and shake it down, Rosamond said. My cats are smart. If Oliver's octopus wasn't made of plastic, they could find it. An octopus is something like a tuna fish, isn't it? I, Nate the Great, did not want to think about that. I walked over to where second base had been. I kicked the dirt around. I saw something long and curling and oozy and slimy looking. It was one arm of Oliver's octopus. Oliver's octopus had eight arms. I had found one. I had solved 1/8 of this case. Look for more octopus arms, I said to Sludge. Sludge and I walked around the field. Then Sludge ran ahead. He sniffed. He stopped. He brought me another octopus arm. Good work, Sludge, I said. Keep looking. But we could not find any more octopus arms. Sludge and I went home. We had to think about the case. I made pancakes for myself. I gave Sludge a bone. We are looking for a purple plastic octopus with six arms, I said. Or maybe less. When Oliver took the octopus home from the last game, he dumped everything on his bookcase. He did not notice that two arms were missing. What else didn't he notice? I went to the telephone. I called Oliver. He answered right away. Who did you follow before you went home from yesterday's game? I asked. Annie, he said. And your octopus was in your pocket, right? Right, Oliver said. Thank you, I said. I hung up. We must go to Annie's house, I said to Sludge. Annie was sitting in front with Fang. I am looking for octopus arms, I said. I looked at Fang. I did not want to do that. Your dog will eat almost anything, I said, like second base. Why would he eat gloopy purple plastic, Annie said. She held up a dog bone. This is third base, and Fang didn't eat it. I'm very proud of him. Fang wagged his tail. But Fang isn't perfect, Annie said. This was no surprise to me, Nate the Great. Fang stopped wagging. Annie said, when Oliver followed me after the last game, Fang followed Oliver. I think Fang snatched some of the octopus from Oliver's pocket. Aha, I said. So second base was stolen after all. Fang only took one octopus arm, Annie said. And here it is. Annie handed a very dirty octopus arm to me. I just found this in my yard, she said. Fang buried it there. Did Oliver see the snatch, I asked. No, Annie said. He was too busy following me. So Oliver's octopus is missing three arms, and maybe more, and Oliver doesn't know it, I said. I said goodbye to Annie. This case is as good as solved, I said to Sludge. All we need to find are a few more octopus arms. We went to Oliver's house. Oliver was talking on the telephone. Oliver kept talking. I knew what I must do. Get down on the floor, reach under the bookcase, and unplug the telephone from the wall. When I had looked under there for the octopus, I did not see the plug or the cord. They must have been too high up. I had to think of something else. Hang up, I shouted. It worked. Oliver hung up. I held up the three octopus arms. I, Nate the Great, found these. The case is in good shape, but your octopus is not. I know that, Oliver said. When I brought it home, I saw that I had a five-armed octopus instead of eight. Why didn't you tell me? I asked. Oliver smiled. What difference does that make to an octopus? Five are plenty. It made a big difference to me, Nate the Great, I said. Then I still have to find a mostly together octopus. Right, Oliver said. I said, I, Nate the Great, have struck out, but I will be back. Sludge and I went to the field. Rosamond and her cats were gone. Her mitt was gone from the tree. I sat down on a log. Sludge sat beside me. I thought about the case. I'd found a telephone, a baseball card, and octopus arms. None of these mattered. Or did they? I looked up at the tree where Rosamond's mitt had been stuck. I thought about the telephone again, and the octopus arms. Those long, curling arms. And I knew where the octopus had to be. Sludge and I ran back to Oliver's house. Oliver was talking on the telephone. I started to pull his bookcase away from the wall. Oliver hung up. I need to look. Behind your bookcase, I said. I, Nate the Great, pulled harder. Then I peered behind the bookcase. I saw the telephone cord plugged into the wall, and I saw something else. Stuck on the cord, with two of its arms curled around it, was a five-armed, purple plastic octopus. The case was solved. I reached in to grab the octopus. Rip! The octopus now had four arms.
but that was plenty. I held up the octopus. You found second base, Oliver said, but how did you know it was there? Your octopus's arms are long and curling, I said. That makes it easy for them to catch on to something. That was a clue. But I didn't know it until I thought about Rosamund's mitt that had caught on a branch. It fell there after she had tossed it. It should have landed on the ground. When your octopus fell off the back of your bookcase, it should have landed on the floor. That's where I looked. But it never got there, because its arms were caught on the telephone cord. Hooray, Oliver said. Now we can have baseball practice. I will call the team. Oliver made his calls, while I pushed the bookcase back. Then Oliver, Sludge, and I walked to the field. I, Nate the Great, went up to bat. I looked around the field. I saw first base, a tune, a fish can. I saw second base, Oliver's four-armed octopus. Then I saw third base. The dog bone was there, in Fang's teeth. Fang was third base. I gripped the bat. I, Nate the Great, hoped I would strike out. The end.